Okay, if you have a question for Art, you can always feel free to phone it in. We're a wide awake and alert. Nate is at the ready to receive your call.
Boy, there's two impossible things, that Nate's awake and that I would be interested in talking to these people.
Well,
how else are we going to pay for the EMP, you know, once that dog starts dying over there at the Seattle Center? I mean, that's almost four paws north as it is.
Oh.
So we don't want to see guys like Paul Allen starve to death and ruin our reputation as being entirely driven by our millionaire culture.
You're listening to the caring Art Teal from the PI.
Mm.
Such sense that we're wrapped in the warmth of Arthur this morning.
That's the idea. I think everyone needs a little bitterness with their morning coffee.
Say, kids, what time is it?
Time to duck away and recompose, I would think.
And we'll be right back after this.
Arthur, breathalyzers for the mascots at the Oregon State and Apple Cup games, and you'll be in Corvallis.
That's right. Well, I am, but unfortunately, there are no breathalyzers for the media.
I know. So well,
would just show me that I would be a .20 with graham crackers and cookies. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't ever want to indulge in something like that. But yes, it's true. The mascots at the big game between Cal and Stanford are going to have breathalyzer tests for Oski the Bear and the Stanford Tree.
And, as I understand, possibly in Pullman for Tipsy the Cougar.
Tipsy the Cougar?
Name changed from Butch.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, they didn't want to use Buckhorn? Or
with a 3:30 start in Pullman, you know, they try to get that game going about 8:15 in the morning so that they don't have any problems. But
why would 8:15 make a difference to most Cougar
well,
fans?
Good point. Right? Yeah, that's true.
I mean, it would just be just getting out of the bars, I would think. Hey, wasn't there a big fire over there and destroying a Cougar landmark cafe, the one downtown? Did you hear about that?
Yeah, the corner drug burned down.
What up with that?
That was the pep rally bonfire for the Apple
Cup. Oh, God.
Yeah, it's getting rough in Pullman.
That should pretty much sweep through the entire town, and there will be nothing but a smoldering cinder ash over there, which mm-hmm. will certainly improve the entire look of the city.
I would.
A lot of corrugated tin over there.
Don't say that about my hometown, Art.
Do you have any interest in the Apple Cup, really? I mean, really?
Financial, like investment?
No, I mean, like, you know, intellectual sports interest, if I can use the oxymoron.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you just made the impossible statement there.
Yes, that is true. But do you ever fancy yourself going to Pullman for one of these games?
I've been to many Apple Cups, both there and here.
There.
Yeah. Are you going this week?
No, I'm going to go down to the Civil War in Corvallis between Oregon and Oregon State.
Yeah, I see.
See, that game's got a little more gravitas to it, given that both teams are ranked in the top 10 and the Rose Bowl is at stake. And the fact that the Beavers are 4.5-point favorites over the Ducks, and the Ducks hate it.
Well, the anarchists are from Eugene, right? So they'll all be coming on over, lighting the town on fire.
Well, yeah, and then they got to come back up here to Seattle for WTO2.
That's right.
That?
Yeah,
yes.
I love that.
They're going to come back and break down, break a ceremonial Starbucks window or two. Yeah.
I know. I talked with Groyman a while ago. He's built duck blinds all over the city, and he will be on the ready.
Really?
In case there's any fracas. Groyman WTO2.
Is bringing back his 22 pounds of North Carolina hickory.
You betcha.
It's here and it's hot. Pure Otis Gold. Puka Shell Summer.
So how would you like some ice cream?
Look out!
You'll feel the rays of the sun at every selection from Ice Cream Wagon Head-On to Boxing the Bald Chick. Puka Shell Summer.
And this album includes dropping the kids off at the pool. One kid and two.
Order today and receive the bonus track, Boneless Frank.
Get 'em while they're hot, get 'em while they're hot, get 'em while they're hot. Red hot, they're hopeless, they're boneless. Here comes Frank, the Frank
with a red. Hey Frank, where's your bone?
Hot dog.
Harf, harf.
Puka Shell Summer, not available in stores.
Hey, Robin and Maynard, this is Dave Ross. A little friendly advice.
Shut up!